We're starting Hilchos Yichud. On the daf is pretty simple. Off the daf, there's numerous svarim. Malachim is manazeh. I think there's over 80 different malachim is manazeh. What exactly to go do practically? So advice, learning any sugya, especially sugya of Yichud, is when you learn a sugya, take a sefer that's bismanazeh and do it together with the simonim to make it practical. The first sefer that actually did it is a sefer called Dvar HaLochol. Is Rav Horowitz, who learned Mechavusa with the stipler. Rav Horowitz is the one who wrote Orchus Abeinu. And he's the first one to open up Hilchos Yichud. Afterwards, everyone's basically building from him. He's the first one. It's like Shabbos, Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosai, open up Shabbos, make it practical. And everyone's building from the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosai. Same idea, Dvar HaLochol. Just as Dvar HaLochol, how it worked, it came out about 30, 40 years ago. So he learned with the stipler. It came out with different maduras. I think now they have the sixth madura. And the new ones, it says in the beginning of the madura that all the lochs on top is what the stipler said. I mean, not just a psak, the Dvar HaLochol. That's a loch on the stipler. On the bottom of the biurim is the Dvar HaLochol himself. So it gives it a different way how to deal with halacha, Dvar HaLochol, when you realize it's a stipler. Now, anytime you start something, the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed, the Gemara on Pesach, Chav Yadayim, down, you start off Mila de Bechusa. The Aruch Haner says in Saita, the reason is because Hamshich Leiv L'Torah. So I assume starting off the story would be the same idea, same concept. Mr. Kaplan, he told me the story about 15 years ago with Rishus Se'ovah B'tzibur. He said it happened to him personally in Toshin and Aleph in 1991. He was a Bocher then. He was learning in Bnei Brak. At night, he learned in the Kol Chazanish. He learned B'chavutza. He told me his name is Eitan from 8 to 12. And after that, after 12 o'clock, he went to Lenoponovich. He says he was living there one night, came to Seder Shlishi, and someone came over to him with the kuntres and Hilchos Yichud. On the Sugya, is Yichud Yorg Val Yavar or not? Do you have to die for it, Abizrai Darayis, or not? He said, the person went over to him, I asked him what's the person's name, he said, I never saw him before, never again, let's call him Eliyahu Novi. So from this it says, Eliyahu Novi came over to him, that's his name. He came over to him with the kuntres. At least the person said, I asked him Chaim Knievsky, that there's a known Meiser, or Bethel Salanto, and he says over that if you're stuck in a train, you have to jump in the train. And he asked him Chaim, is that idea jumping in the train, is that Midas Adin, is it Meikah Adin, or Midas Chasidus? And Chaim told him, it's Mamash Meikah Adin, Yichud is Yorg Val Yavar. So he went over this person, Eliyahu Novi, he asked these two Bochum over there, and said, I know you from Yerushalayim. Next time you go to Yerushalayim, can you ask him Shlomo Zalman, what's Psal Halacha negate this question? This one says, you know, before I go to Shlomo Zalman, you have to learn the Sugya. So he sat down, he learned the Sugya, he came out with the same Askono. The idea over here of Yichud is Yehorg Val Yavar. Fine. Before I got a chance to go to Yerushalayim, in those days, 1991, if anyone knows, there's a Gulf War. So even though the Get Shduchim used to be, if you have a boy in Eretz Yisrael, the girl will come to Eretz Yisrael. The cat during the war, it's dangerous, it's gun missiles, attacks over here. So people leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the other place. The Miss then went to England on the Shidduch to meet a girl. He said he went out with the girl once, then twice. He thought the first date was terrible, the second one is even worse. He's like, nah, not interested anymore. The Shadchan said, you just know, the girl is mamish ready to get married, ot. And here, anyway, a couple more days, go to the third time, we found out afterwards the girls saw the same thing. First was terrible, the second was terrible also. Mamash got his Aaron coin. Put the two together for a third time. Goes out for a third date. He goes to a museum. He said he's going to start from the top floor of the museum. The date will be working the way down. Now, it seems that he only spoke Hebrew, she only spoke English, so they communicated in Yiddish. Get to the top floor. They get to the one area they start, and he sees this mummy. So he asks, Mazeh, what is this thing? So he tries to explain to him what the mummy is, how he said the Yiddish is not clear. But basically, like, from a power of Mitzrayim, he's a Kohen. He told me it's Choshev of the Mishnah Melech Shita, which I'm not sure that is. Bayav Tomo. So he starts running out of the museum from the top floor. Now he says, you have to understand this. This is in England, where he's running out. There's a girl chasing him. He's running into closets and the elevators. All the signs are in English. He has no idea how to get out. And all the prima proper people are watching a girl chasing a guy, and he's trying to just get out of the place. It took him a while to get out. Falling inside the building, he's like, turns to her, like, Okay. Inside the daycare, I have no place else to go. What should we go do? She says, happens to me, there's a train over here. Inter-city train. Let's go on the train together. He tells her, just know, I'm on the Sugya of Yichud. First of all, I've never been on a train in my life. But I learned the Sugya of Yichud. I just went through it. If you're stuck in a train or alone with a girl, the Bayam said, Sugya of Yichud, the Yogva Yavar. She tells him, you haven't been on a train, obviously. There's always people there. Never a problem. Never leaves an issue. So the kids here, they decide to go on this train. They're on the train, going. Kids her, after all, she turns around. He turns around. There's no one left on the train. So he turns to her and tells the girl, tell my parents I love them, and he goes to go drunk. So I asked him, what was he had to tell her, the girl, tell my parents I love them, you know, that's a couple of seconds. It's like, you're right, I wasn't thinking. Should have not done that. The kids at trains are not made to be broken out of. You try to break down the door, didn't work. Try to break down the window, didn't work. She's trying to get out of this train over here. She sees the emergency brakes higher up. They'll pull it and stop the whole entire train. A little bit short, so he goes to climb up. And while he's hanging there to get the brakes, he sees now he's hanging from the other car that can see him. And now there's no problem, they're seeing him. So he stays hanging till they get to the next city. Kitzer, good question. Is he Yav Val Yavar or not? Why said he married the girl? Fine. With that akdama, tell the Sugya of Yichud. First question, obviously, the old case in the Get Yichud, is how to relate to it. That means, in Ebenezer Simchof Aleph, the Mechaber starts off, Tzorch Odom L'Srachik Me'enoshim Mo'id Mo'id. You have to mark a lot, Mo'id Mo'id. Tzorch Odom L'Srachik Me'enoshim Mo'id Mo'id. You're playing with fire. So in general, usually, they tell you especially a machmer. Mo'id Mo'id. But not every time it can be machmer. You can't always jump from the train. You have to know all the sugyas, you have to know the terim, you have to know how to apply them, you have to know the klolim, when you say Baila Be'ir, when you say Pesach Masuach. Not always that simple to be machmer. But the Yisraelitship, you have to realize, Surach Nizam Mo'id Mo'id. That means the starting question is, are we dealing with the Isra Abonon or Nisra Deraisa? An obvious nafkamino, what's the lacha? By a case of a sofik. So the Mishnah by Yosin, Nafpeyam and Bey, is being down that a person cannot be misyachid with two noshim. Says Gemara, how do I know this from? We have a remez. With the pasuk in Torah, Kisischo, Achicho, Banimecho. In fact, the Gemara, Ben Ein is a Mesis, Mash Eikin, Ben Av is not a Mesis. And it must be a Beg with Mesiachit Ema Av. Mash Eikin otherwise cannot be Mesiachit. Lashon the Gemara is a Lashon of Remez. Is that a real Joshua? Or Smacht of Alma? So the same Gemara is brought down in Sanhedrin and Dav Chaval from Beis. Over this brought down the Dov of the Beis Dinoi, when Goyza upon Yichud. Fact the Gemara deraisa. Gemara's lashon is deraisa, as it says in Remez. Brings out this pasuk. The Gemara answers, no, they come to me to make a gezeru on pnuyos. Dover the Beis Dinoi come to make a gezeru on someone's pnuyos. A third maramokum. The Gemara avoids zodaf lamavovim Beis. Brings down by the Yudches Dover that Shammai Vehil was gazed upon the Sugya of Yichud. Fact the Gemara deraisa. This pasuk again. The Gemara answers that the story of Shammai Vehillel is Negev Yichud to a Goy. Yichud of a Goy. That means Pashas, our singing intuition, is not that clear. The Gemara of Zoro and the Gemara of Sanhedrin says, Dereiso. Pashas, the singing of Yichud, is Issa Dereiso Mamish. Therefore, Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Yikimel, place over there says, Issa Dereiso, the Rosh Bayos, the Ben Yoyno Shari Chuv, Sevayiro, the Rajbo, the Rivosh, Yad Ramah, and the Torah starts of the Simin, also Min HaTorah. That's really Rishonim. I said Hashem in the Rambam, in Yisroel Biro, Simnichol Beis, that means it's very simple. In Ebenezer, it's Simnichol Beis. In Rambam, it's Perichol Beis. Same thing. The Rambam over there says, the Loch of Yichud is Mipi Kabbalah. Mipi Kabbalah. That's what's brought down over the Beis Shmuel, Mipi Kabbalah. What does that mean? So the Smag says, Yichud is Dirabonim. Says the Smag, you forgot a Gemara. How could that be? The Gemara says deraisa. Must be a din deraisa over here. So the Maisa, Rav Yisham says deraisa. The Rambam says bipi kabbalah. There's a big mavucha among the poskim how to understand pshat in the Rambam. That means the way the Bach or the Shmuel on the page or the Goyim on the page, they come and say bipi kabbalah means derabbanim in the Rambam. It's only derabbanim. Atzal Hasheni, Rabbi Al-Ghazi, Yal Shein and the Chidah, and others want to answer. Two ways of answering it. Either you can answer that like the Chakri Leiv says, Mipi Kabbalah, Allah Moshe Sinai. Allah Moshe Sinai is also a case of the Raisa. Or a second way, how Vosa brings down Rabbi Al-Ghazi, he wants to answer that everyone knows the Kedush and Apezim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, Kichal Kichal Mesei Ephron, Mekash Isha Bekesev, that's the Makov of Kedush. The Rambam over there says Kedushin Bekesev is Midivrei Seferim. Everyone knows Kedushin Abayis. Ask on the Rambam, Mahakasei Midivrei Seferim. You get Skila, it's a real marriage over here, it's a Drosho. It says all that Chodim Shat in the Rambam. Midivrei Seferim means it's the Raisa, but it's not Mefurish Bekro. Not Mefurish Bekro, but it's the Raisa. About it's the Raisa. The same thing over here, it's only Remez, it's not Mefurish Bekro. It's a Remez. It's an extra word, it's a Drosho over here, but Avasa get over the Raisa. That means even in the Rambam, Mavuch among the Achoinim, if it's Drabon or Deraiso. Allah Lamaisa, the Paiskim, are very clear. Either they say, Yipaskal, like Goyim Bishoidim, or that's the Rambam, even Deraiso. Said the Advaz, says the Marshal, says the Bach, says the Chokh Mazodim, says the Paiskim, we Paskim is Deraiso. Hagam, just to be fair, there is a Tzitzliyazah in Shuva, he has a wonderful Kutrius in the Chelik Vav, Sememem, and Kutrius on Yichod. He goes through this question. He ends up saying it's nichol together of a sovak ashokol, and if he wants to mitzaref the sheet, it's only did the rabbanon. Mais is a chiddush, pashish alone this forum, and the poiskim and the shoyim is not the way we get of it a get of it a raiso. I can ask myself called sovak. The gemara says remez. Remez does not sound like the real thing over here. So this ramban in sefer mitzvahs in the shorish gimel, he comes along and says, how do I know that remez means min haTorah? I'll bring you five rayas and remez means a din deraiso. One is makis abeis and abeis. How do you know that Edom get malchus when they say Edom zaymim and not cannot do kashu zoman? The Gemara says remez with stikos and tzadik with shiva shirasha. So you see the lashon remez means a deraiso. So then I'll bring you a second raya. Yichud. Yichud about a deraiso. Say the lashon of remez. So the raya that remez deraiso. So the Ramban is from the lashon of yichud. It's from the case of yichud. I says Ramban, Sefkel Seif, it says Lashon of Remez. Do you know why? Because anything that's not Mefurish, only Yetur Dekra. So from the extra S, the extra Vav, the Yetur Dekra, that's Lashon of Remez. It is a Remez, but it's Minatara, Sefkel Seif. So the Lashon of Remez means something that's Yetur Dekra, but can still be a case of Deraiso. If so, what's the saying of Ikiz Deraiso? What's the Lacha B'makom Safik? So number one, first of all, the loch is Sav Duraiso Luchamra. On the tzadz loch of Moshe Mitzinai, what we hope by the case of a Sofik. So there is a shal in Kedushin of Lamavo of the Ramban and others. The Maish the Shachet has in Reitzalik Dalit, the Paskin Yoridei Samakov Yod Paskin, we also say Sav Duraiso Luchamra by loch of Moshe Mitzinai. Number three, even on the tzad that it is the Rabban, on the tzad that's shot in the Rambam, what's the lacha by case of a sofik? Come along the Imre Koyin, and the Kavli Rav has a shuva about it, that we already mentioned a couple of times, it's not that simple to be makel on some of the Bono Kulas. One of the column says the Taisi Shon in Beya Dafkimon Beis, brought down by the Marshal, and by the people who got numerous times a lacha, something that's a smach to be kro, has a get of a deraisa. And they will say, stop the raisa lachomro. Therefore, the Taish Yishon is discussing a case of Mokso. People can bring it down by the Sugya Neger to Mokso. Says the Kavli Rav, the Imre Koyin. Therefore, over here, we still have a Smach Takra. So even on the Tzadis Tera, Bodin still say something to Reis Lachumra. And number four, they point out, we also mentioned already one time, this man. We say that Locha Sav Dabon Lekula is only B'dievet, not Lachat Chila. To go into Matzav Yichul Lachat Chila, the Locha Tzimit Tov Peites, says the Mishibura, according to Taz from the Rishonim, do something Lachat Chila that we don't go do. Therefore comes along the place and say, negate the sugya of a sofik, the meisa, we pass in the reisa, l'chumro, and even the tzad rabbon still can argue the point, say, sofik, l'chumro. However, take it a step further, let's say the case of yichud is a issa only the rabbonim. For example, let's go with the assumption that the Pesach Teshuvah says on the page that two noshim is a case of the rabbonim. Let's say you have a case of a sofik by two noshim. Not the halacha, yichud is the reisa. But the tzir, the mikvah here, is a case to Rabbanon. What halacha would that case be by Makabal Safik? So even in that case, come over Avos and Shuvah and Chelikimel, and the Emek and Shuvah goes the same way. Sugiv Arayas. Arayas to be Mekel. The one taina nichel in the get of arayis, we will not say the klal sofik lekulo. Another exception, sofik davar lekulo, will not be saved by the sug of arayis. It seems to be that way from Tosfos Rosh the sug of nafei aleph. Tosfos Rosh discusses how do we pass in the get of chayisai. We have Shmuel versus Asi. Asi the meisid mekel. Shmuel wants to be machmer. Said Tosfos Rosh the meisid did the rabbanon over here. He says he makes of the rabbanon lekulo. Ayichud is the raiso. That's not clear. It means al sichel of a raiso the raiso. Al sichel, but he says even though it's the rabbanon in the case over here, still let's be machmer. He ends up being makel because Asi was more godel than the case of Shmuel. But he has we see from Tosfos Rosh the side be more machmer. Even though the mikvah is only case to Rabbanon, the Maaseh Svarim does not seem to go this way. There is a safe in the Sifas on Shabbos, who is the Machdu, who is the Aflor, he has halachas on Siman Chobeis. A lot of people call him called the Sifas on Shabbos. He comes and says the klal, quotes Gemara, halachas some of the kulo. Therefore, he not sure she's 3 years old or not 3 years old. Halachas some will be Mekel. He also did the Kimtas that we do say this klal, and you read the Tshuva that way, we don't mention Tshuva clearly, we read the Yashiv that way, we read the Tashi before, and the Dakar Makil, based Moshe, Echshai, and others, they read the place to be very clear, if it's Rabbanon, you can make a Mokum Sofik. That means even though you have a Taino, we're a Vosner, but we don't see this clearly among the Paiskim, and even they say no, if it's a Mikud Rabbanon, the Maisa person can be Mekel. What? Oh, no, that's not the issue. But no, but the loch is, and this is Sofik, and Msak can be Mekel, yes. Achlok is Msak. Even that, like you do a Chatilo. Not a Metzias. Then it comes out, this is a Sikkum of the first Chalik. We're coming out, what is a loch over here? We pass him Ikir the Reiso. Therefore, by Sofik, the Maisha be Machmer. By a Tzir of the Rabbonon, that's a Vuch among the Achronim, and Ikir the Achronim won't be Mekel. With that, now we know where the Makov of the Isser is. Is it true that this case is a case of Yog Al Yaver, or not that way? So the first Marmok they start from, as you read the Rambam, he starts off with the Issa B'Yichud, what is Yisoid? Shadova Zer Gorim Legalis Ervo. Yisoid of Issa Yichud, because Gorim Tegila Ervo. Therefore, the Chiddach, when he puts it under what mitzvah in the Tariq mitzvahs, Loisikru Legalar of Osoi, is Nichlegeder of, not come close, Galar of Osoi Abizrai Darayas. So it sounds like a simple understanding. If the Abizrai derayis, it should be a case of Yog Val Yaver. Therefore, a few hundred years ago, Shlomo Kluger and Tov Tam Adas, he has a maisa that the Isha was in a shtetl, and she had to give birth, it was on Shabbos. The wagon driver was going to go drive the Isha from the shtetl to the hospital. The question was, is a yichud with the driver and the Isha? What to go do on Shabbos? She takes somebody with her, say from yichud, the person even is over here, should she not go? Should she? What's her option over here? Is no issa of Yavval Yorag? What to go do? So Shlomo Kluger has a letter to Shem Arya, and they're writing back and forth to each other this question of Mamish. He comes out, Be'etzem, the loch is, if she'll go along with the person, it's Yahorag Val Yavar. You have to die for it. Except that specific Akimti wants time to negate the Isha, she's Karka Olam. Otherwise, it could be from that, Abizrai Darayas. And therefore, there is a Mude'or, and there is a Pithchei Tshuva that way, and there's Zer Avram, and there's Tzor Yaakov. And look at Emes Yaakov, and Sima Kufta, and Zayin, Yordai, Maisim Machmer, and Chumash also, in Parak Lam Aleph, at least in the old prince, what happened to the new prince, took it out, I'm not sure, he's Machmer, and all those Maisim will be Machmer, it's Yorg Vayavar. Asad HaSheni, saying numerous Svaras, why not the way, and specifically negate the Akimto of Mr. Kaplan. First, Mr. told me, when he got back to Yerushalayim, he went to Shlomo Zalman. He has to ask him, Maisa, is it Yog Val Yaver or not? So Shlomo Zalman told him, no, you're wrong. What you do is incorrect. So he said, aye, the Maisa, anyone who knows him, saw Salanto, said if you go on a train, you have to go jump. So Shlomo Zalman said, that was to break an Aver. It wasn't to give up your life. It's not Aver Shavoy. Break a leg. Everyone says over the Maisa, of how a man and a lady went on a date. They went on, by skiing, you go on the, what's it called?
Ski lift.
And they go on the ski lift, it's during the day, and all of a sudden it breaks down, and they're stuck there, and it's nighttime, and no one can see each other. And they say, the guy jumped and broke his leg. I heard the story last week from another Rav, and said the girl jumped. Till now it was still the guy jumped. Heard another person say last week, no, the guy pushed the girl. But I'm not sure exactly what happened over here. But Maisa, I'm not sure last week. Eshi Yeh L'maisa, that's an interesting case. L'maisa, not Koch Nefesh, you're alone, the two, they're far apart, it's that dark. L'maisa, do you jump? Don't jump. If by Yom Tov, give Aver. That might be more negated case of the Mishal Slanter, for Aver. But Koch Nefesh? No. No. So that's first of Mishal Mazam. Second, Mitzav the Svar Shabbat, go through numerous Svar as Maisa YT Michael. First, you have to understand the sukkah over here of Bia itself, that we know by rights is Yorg Val Yaver. That's the Gemara Kedushin, Sanhedrin, Ben Saramoro, we have a Hekesh, the sukkah of Tzicho, the case of Isha that's a Rayas. That's Bia. What about Chibuk Venishuk? What about hugging and kissing? That's called Abizrayu the Rayas. Abizrayu means it's a stepping stone. It's something you lead to the Bia itself. I mean, Abizrayu is a step before the mice itself. Is Abizrayu nichl together of Yog Val Yaver. Again, not just discussing Bia. Abizrayu, the stepping stone that leads to the mice. So, first, there's Ramah, the Simra Kuftin Zayin in Yerodeo. The more comes from numerous Rishonim that says, yes, it is Yog Val Yaver. It comes from Ramban, Aran, Rivosh, Ben Yoino, and passed away by the Chokhmah Zodim and the Chovetz Chaim. So, number one, Be'ikri Paschal Mazrayu Darayis is Yog Val Yaver. However, you do have to know, the Shem Aryeh, when you write back to the Shlomo Klug, he says not that way. Once a Taina of Azrayu is only a case of a lav. We know, Asay of a Chaybehem. Asay, Doicha Lois Asay. So, negate the case of a Chaybehem, in one Taina there's no Abizrayu Darayis, therefore the Maisel be Motor. But Rabban Chaviv wants to go this way. So again, Machloikis, Be'ikid Apoiske Machmer, we have those more Taina, there's no Yog Val Yaver on Abizrayu, Aleph. Second, in the case of Yichud, that let's say Yichud is Rabbanon. Let's go on the Tzad, that Sicily doesn't want to say it's Savagal Shachal, on the Tzad, Rabbanon, the Yichud is Rabbanon. Abizrayu of Rabbanon. For example, the case of Yayin Nesach, is Yog Val Yaver. Stam Yayin, correct the Achoinim, is that Yog Val Yaver or not? Maisa, Hashem among the Achoinim, Chok Bazon, the Maisa, the Moshe Chu wants to be Michael, there's no din of Abizrayu. On the Rabbanans. Agam, Mephosh, Rivosh, Ashup, and the Yeshua, and others won't disagree. But on the Tzad, the Yichas Rabbanan, you can make a Nochat Tziruf and say over here, there's no Abizrayu on an Isra Rabbanan. Take a third Svar over here. But in the case of a Shidduch, she's a Pnuya. Is there a Rayas on a Pnuya? You get about two different questions to get the idea of a Pnuya. Three is a nida, very good. By nida in general is nichla of a rise of Yog Val Yaver. The clearly is nothing to be for first. Is it Yog Val Yaver or not? A nida in general. The newest place from Antaino is not nichla of a rise. It's a shuk neishua that way of Masham of Ben Ishchai a tzitzliyezer. You'll be oimez marfus by Yinshuvo. You want Antaino? There's no din of a rise negate Yog Val Yaver by the sugi of a nida. They want mechalk. I like she's usher. The two ideas. There's an Issa Mitzat Bia, but there's an Issa Yom Kippur. It's not a Rayas, Tavta Ashmish. There's an Issa Shaboy. So Nida of Bia is also Mitzat Issa Shaboy, not Mitzat a Rayas Shaboy. It's a Tumu Shaboy. Like Yom Kippur, Tashmish also, it's not a Rayas. It's not Issa Shaboy. Atzad Hashani, most again disagree. There's a Shach in the Kutzad Akei, we learned last month. We said the Maisa is also. Big and Pais can go this way. And therefore, La Lochel Chof Mazodam, Chavetz Chaim numerous times, the Moshe Shuvah, Pais is not the way. That there is a sugya Yog Val Yaver by the sugya of a nida that she is an erva. But that mice is a tzirif, a third tzirif. A fourth tzirif. Yichud with a nida. Under what category do we put it under? We say a rice of Yitzhak Aleph. Then we have a sugya of Pnuya and a goy, both through abundance. Yichud with a nida that is an erva. But in this case, she's a Pnuya. Is that the gzera of David? Or is that a get of a derais over here? Again, Mavucha among the Achoinim. The Nodi Behuda, a tshuva written by his son, a maisa one time is a derabonim. And again, is a base shloim this way, a base emotion this way, is there a yitzchak, the kavli rov goes this way. The Gamma point out again, why disagree? Is there a rosh and tshuva, a rosh, and again, l'chomro, chavetzchayim, chavmazodim, a maisha. The maisa comes out, before we get to better svaras, he raised it for serufim. Again, the Koch Nefesh. Said number one, first of all, who said that Abizrayu is Yog Val Yaver? Even Abizrayu is, maybe it's a case of Rabbanon. even if it isn't by case of a nida who says Yarv Yaver. And number four, by nida of a yichud who says it's an Isser of Deraisa. Four svaras over here. Take it a step further. Is yichud an Isser Atzmi? Or is it Isser Abizrayu? There's a Avi Ezri over here on the Rambam. He comes and wants him, kind of what he said in Machlokes, we'll get to Rashi in the Rambam. If Baal Be'ir is an Isser Mamish, well, no, it's a mutter. If you learn the sugya, Rashi is Osir, and Be'ikri Paskin is mutter. What's the title of the Rashi says that Yichud is an Isser Atzmi? If it's an Isser Atzmi, none of Israel, then what title do you have? It's an Isser Atzmi over here. Maisel Chaznish has Gilyonis on Rav Shach. It says, Lo Yitoch, it can't be as rise against it. Avad is not so. Avad is Nichol Sugya of Israel. Rav Machloik says, Shach, where's the Chaznish? What is the avon of the Yisrael, the Isser Yichud over here? But say even better, Avazah brings down Ezer Zov, they get involved with the Sugya of Beklolius, what defines Abizrayu? Let me see, he says, let's understand. If you look at the Isha Vano, you talk to her Lano, you touch Lano, Abizrayu Darayas Yog Vayavar. Yet if you talk to her Stam, if you speak, you look at her Stam, it's Mutter. What is Mutter? Everyone, I mean, that's Mutter, everyone does it. That's love. Everyone does it. I said, Israel, Yog Vayavar. So it says there's a whole by Rav Vosner. The sort of Israel means the act that you're doing has to be for Ano. If it's not done for Ano, the same Ulo, the mice is motor. You look at the Isha, not Ano, beside her. You look at Taiwan Shmo, Yog Vayavar, that's of Israel. Takes the Moshe even a step further. The Gemara Tzaita says, what's a Chosun Shaito? Someone sees a girl drowning, doesn't want to save her, it's not Yehurim and Taivas, that was a nice girl. Why is not saving her? I'm going to hold on to her. Back to my Moshe, but let's say, he said, I will have Taivas, and I will have Anon, and I will enjoy it. So that Moshe, the pool is hetter. What you're doing to go save her is v'chaibem, koch nefesh, whether for yourself or her, you're saving a person. And you have things in your mind, echnam, you're even a very smart man, you're ruined. But abezrayu, yog lo yavav vadanat, that's chosu shoyto. The pool is hetter. You're a doctor, you come and save a person's life, and you see an isha that, and you look, you think about it in the incorrect way. The pool is hetter. It's yavav al yorak. You're even iser, but if that's not yavav al yavav, the pool of etzim is motor. Therefore, the one taino, you're alone in a train. No one had any taiva. No one had any anoa. No any reason. There was no pool. You won't be yachid. It's sad. I will be alone with a girl. The yichud shabai would be etzim. A pool is hetter. There's no time over here. That's not Abizrayu. There's no Yovel Yam in that specific Akimto. You go on a train because you want to have enjoyment. Echrami, that might be another question. So there are six reasons why you should not be Yovel Yavar. They may be throwing another reason. Divrei Seifim gets once again involved with. There's no Locha Yovel Yavar. When something's not allowed, that's being forced in the Torah. Yichud, the only Sugya of Rem is over here. Even not say no Yovel Yavar. Or they say even more, the Cheshuk Echemed, or the same Bureau Hilchus Yichud, Shukhamun and Zilberstein gets involved. Let's say you're on a bus with a couple of people, a girl, the driver, others. It comes to your stop and everyone gets off. And if you realize you get off, you left the driver and the Isha left behind. Left behind the Isha Yichud over here. You get off to the bus or not? Are you causing a matziv of Yichud? What? Right, to get them out, fine. But instead of Sukhiv Yichud, being leaving them alone. So you want to taino, if a person was a matzah, it's not yichud. Everyone else left, that's not the yichud of koch nefesh. You have to do something. Sheva taisa, you cannot be nichol and get a yogo yavar. It goes to Biyashu, also to make a matzah, so you give yogo yavar. Well, chutzpil Biyashu, he says, even those who are machme, even the Tzor Yaakov, says yogo yavar, definitely do a pu'ulo. If the pu'ulo is head to it, and afterwards it came out by itself, the yichud, that everyone else left. Everyone left the train, that's not nichol sugyo, not nichol to question yogo yavar. So we said that eight svaras, why this is a question, should not be a shayla. Could be even the machmim agree specifically in this case. We'll get two more svaras a little later on. But the maisa comes out, the maisa among the tshuvas, Allah maisa, the Sheim Aryeh, when he writes back in Shlom Kluger, he says it's not Yog Vayavar. And therefore there's Vas Emes also in the Sugan Shabbos, and Zer Zahav, and the Moshe, and the Sisliezer, and the Abiyashiv, and the Shlomo, of Shlomo Zalman, and the Shavu Yudah, and the Mishnah Alochas, and Reis from Mishnah, not Yogol Yavar. And I could get involved. What's the Lochum by case of a Sophic? Sophic Yichud? Meisim, Sophic Chai Behem. even if he left the Sofak, which I think you're not, especially in the Kibbutz Rebbe Mendes Kaplan, we everyone agrees, the Loch is still the Sofak Chai Ben Lemaisa Machmar on the Chai Ben. We made it get to two more stories. What? To pass them away? This is an interesting question. Do you have a right? In Kufdun Zayin, the two sheets of Shulchan Aruch, do you have a right to be Yehorak on things that Be'etzim you don't have to be Yehorak on? That's another question. That's B'Kloli, it's nothing to do with Yehorak. That means even things that's put to go, eating Chazer, if someone puts a Kunti, you have to eat Chazer. That's also the Stama question. That's what two sheets of Shulchan Aruch, right? Learn Kufdun Zayin. Ayin Shem. Fine. So Adkan again, the second Chalik, I guess, the idea of Koch Nefesh, is the numerous Svaras and Tainas to deal with. Of why is not Nichol the Sugya of Koch Nefesh, of Yaakov Yaver, Nichol the Sugya of Chai Ben. Two more Svaras and we'll release the next Sugya. What is the Zman of Yichud? How long? 1 second? 20 minutes? 1 hour? What's the Zman over here? So first, one question is, we see clearly in the Gemara, we're mechabti the Sugya of Bekprokim, Arai, and Bekfias. By the case of a daughter, is there a Chilik also in that? One's Rabban, one's Raisa, both the Raisa. So there is a Rav Shavar, Tafsir Panayach, the Serbian wants to say, he's shot in the Sugya of why my daughter, my sister, being Mekel, Bekprokim, could throw up on him. Therefore, the Achik Nesar Gdola can change that. Masha Enki, the Sugya of Bekfias, that's again of a Raisa. If that's so, being on a train again, he's only drop on him. Do we say Abazai the Rice and drop on him? The most possible say no. There's enough as far a ninth reason why he make off. The Maisa, the Rakachava does say that. However, look at Taisi Rosh and the Sukkot again, so clearly, Taisi Rosh calls the case of the Rice, even Bakroi. The Rakachulkin says clearly, Avosna, the Pastimus are placed not to Makala. Whether Bakroi or whether a long time, both are the Rice. What's the Raisa? What is this man we're discussing over here? So among the swarms seem to be three sheets over here. Moshe comes along and points out, there's no Zman brought down. The idea is how long would it take a person to have beer with an Isha? That means first of all, you have to take, number one, beer into account. We have to take off your clothing. What does that mean? Not just beer itself, takes a couple of minutes. Also means you have to take off your clothing and put back on your clothing. Because over there, you want no one to chapter, you did something. Even if you finish being your Orem, people will come. So Moshe, number one is beer. Number two is the amount it takes to take off your clothing and put on your clothing. Number three is the amount of time for you to convince the Isha to have tashmish. You have to take Pitoy into this man. That means, he says, even a Zayin, even a Kadesh, you meet, let's say, in the elevator, you have to discuss price. You have to discuss what mashin you'll give her. It takes time. This doesn't happen chick-chack, you know, let's do it. It takes this man. How long do you think, let's say you're the smoothest talker in the world, how long do you think it'll take a person to convince a girl on a date to have tashmish? How long? I was just thinking, how long? You're the smoothest talker. Take you a week. Take you 5 hours, okay? Let's be nice to people. So what's his man ichud on a girl on a date on a train? Now just think about it. What's his man according to Amoisho? If it takes pitoy, either Gemara says in Saita says Amoisho, his man bia, Gemara says kosik to roast an egg and to swallow. Because there you ain't knew, you went in Mafati, you did everything before him. You only left with the act of Biyah. But here you stand a person, this man of the Issa Yichud, which is a massive Chiddush, is the amount of time that it will take a person to Mafata, undress, redress, and have Maisa Biyah. Which could take a long, long time. Which again, it comes out, if you go with that getter, the newest cases of Yichud will not be Yichud, the Eilim calls Yichud. Fine, that's the Moshito, and the others go this way, the Bar Moshe, the Bettina goes this way. They make Chuba's night this way. Yeah, it'll come out in numerous cases. Numerous cases will not be this problem. I'm asking, I'm saying. And they're saying, not the reason why Mr. Kaplan's case, that's the 10th reason why it should not be an issue. Yeah, that's it. There's no Zman. Very good. It's very awesome because they have to take everything into account. Asana Shani, numerous for him, being down again, we're on Saito, we have Machlokes, we pass them, like a Makiva over there on Daftal Dom and Aleph. The Gilosh of Gemara is literally spatial ulgoimoi. To roast an egg and to swallow it. Therefore, Moriel Diskin, and the Sisliezer, Avosner, Master Klein, they come along and say the getter is the act of beer in and of itself. Third Shito, they come along the shear is 1 second. They come along different areas why 1 second. Chaim Pelagi says, Nichol the Sugya of Error. 1 second. Chalkas Yaakov says Nichol Gedim Chatsi Shir. It's man's 5 minutes. What's Chatsi Shir? Also, my Torah. Lars Nosson says why? It's Abizrayu, a stepping stone. Now, at least next time that beer, not this time, next time. So this time is 1 second. Next time will be active beer. So among the swarm, there's a Mavucha. Is it like a Moshe's extreme case? It has to take everything into account? Or is it Mamash 1 second? Most swarm seem to go more in between. The loch is, this man it takes for the active beer Shabbat. Now, if so, what's this man? How long will it take to the active beer? The Lash of the Gemara again. It listless Beitzo or Lagoyma. To roast an egg and to swallow it. How long does that take? So says the Devar Locha, it takes 35 seconds. Says the Minchas Yitzchok, it takes 5 minutes. Fine. Says the Rosh Tzomach, takes 4 minutes. Laharis Nasan, 3 minutes. Rabbi Yashiv, 2 minutes. Rabbi Milwa say, it takes up to 3 minutes. So I'm not sure what egg they're discussing, what fire they're discussing, how they're cooking it, how hot it is when you swallow it. I'm not sure. But I'm weird again, these numbers for Yesh Lodi Yesh Ayinim. So the quote between 35 seconds to 5 minutes. That's like the second shita, the middle shita. They do point out that we see from over here the place we're discussing what's his man, what are we chayshu, what's the get of yichud? Mitzad the act of bia. That means what is yichud for? What are we worried about? Bia or chibuk v'nishuk? So said the pashas of the place from over here worried about the act of bia. When Moshe and Shuvah and Eben Ezechel Dal Simon Samachay, he speaks out clearly that the idea of yichud is not mitzad chibuk v'nishuk. In Mitzag, the act of Bia, that's the pashas of the Paiskim. These are Moshe and Shuvah and Yodea Chelik Beis discussing how Isha out of the city wants to go to the mikvah by a taxi to go with a driver. Moshe gets involved with if it's man and a lady, or Bayam beside the Sugya of Yichud, and therefore, maybe Shem Yovin Lishari is Karvus, Kechibak Venishuk, Ukudoimo, Nami, Yishla Asa Yichud. But Moshe writes, that maybe lead to others' caravans with this taxi driver, the bayah of chibuk v'nishuk is a yichud. So the Marta Bom as serious of Moshe, yes. And the Gemara had to answer serious of Moshe. So I heard Rav told this over, and I actually have a copy of the Ksav Yad of Moshe. Moshe in the Ksav Yad and Ebenezer Simon Samachay, he writes on the side, when I can show this Ksav Yad in Yeshiva, he writes, what I wrote in Yoridei Chelet Beins, I wrote mitzad the concept of Issa Yichud that might lead to Chashas Chibet Fenishuk, but while there's no Issa Yichud, Yichud, like Dictic Beloshim. But Moshe writes on the side of his own Ksav Yad that what I wrote in the other Tshuva was not medactic in my Loshim, and about the Issa only Yichud and not Chibet Fenishuk. So the fellow says, if so, why did they make Moshe print it? He said, maybe because when Moshe wrote, like Dictic Beloshim, like Dictic Beloshim, they want to write to Moshe and said, like Dictic Beloshim. Not sure why he left it out. It's clear among the Paiskim, the Issa of Yichud, the Mitzad the Gedder of Bia, not Mitzad the Sukkah of Chibuk v'Nishuk. However, to be clear, even on the Mitzad of Bia is saying, let's say, go to the Gedder 5 minutes. Do Mitzvah called 5 minutes. Let's say right now you're alone with the Isha for 1 second. In this room, and the door is locked. You can open it right away. But you can stay in this room for 5 minutes alone. No one's going to bother you. Come on the Paiskim and say, even if it's a miyad right away, once you're in a matzav that for 5 minutes you could be alone, the issur is not when you get to 5 minutes. It's you're in a place where you're alone that can't get there. You're even is a miyad. Says the Minchas Yitzchok of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, Rav Vozin, everybody. This is a miyad. That means don't have 5 minutes. If the door open up in 3 minutes or 2 minutes, there won't be an issur yichud. It'll open up only after 5 minutes. It's a ma'aser miyad. My son actually asked me last week, my 12-year-old, that he can he go in the elevator with the neighbors, the girls. He said, it's a yichud. He's learning the sugya of yichud. Tad's learning yichud. So the person can point out that, in general, the elevator will not get to this man. And therefore, the person can say, since it cannot get to this man, again, right now, you're alone for 1 second. Because we do not pass like those who are mocked for 1 second. You need this man over here. It's not even 35 seconds. And therefore, in the elevator, Ikhtas from say, no, it's a yichud. Agam, there are always people, I've ever gone in an elevator and the girl wants to come in. Sometimes they come in, once in a while they don't come in. They're chesh for Oshito, or maybe some out there, I'm hoping it's all is not to be in the same elevator with a man. But it's a loch, the maestro should not be a problem. Now, negate this man. A lot of floors. First of all, they can open up every single floor. You're afraid. Every floor that can open up. even that, first of all, they can, how long would it take to get from zero to, they open by 65, let's say. They fly up. Plus, anyway, the Empire State Building has cameras. Anyone can still give cameras. But anyway, 5 minutes, still not 5 minutes. 35 seconds, start clearing. Oh, no, so why should we push for that? And we do get involved with other questions. If you could put, you yourself can stop the elevator by pushing it along, they point out, because right now the matzav is right now, it's not going to be, it's not stopping. The fact that you do an act, let's say the door is open right now. You can lock the door. But right now it's open. So it's not an ichud. The fact that you can lock it, or you can stop it, is not definitely a sign of ichud. The fact that it breaks down, the ma'aseh right now is not a matzav ichud. That's a great question. Today they get involved with phones, you know, just put on the video and then have it live and stream it. Show people we're not alone. Stream it live. I mean, in the olden days, well, they say a girl, a guy who was stuck in a date in some place in the mountains, this dark place. So what are you going to do when a girl, a guy is stuck? So you call the rav, and the rav said, very simple, put the girl in the trunk, right? You close the door and throw the key away. Then go drive to the gas station and go tell the guy the date's in the trunk. Go figure that one out. Fine. Fine. Today, the mice, they point out, don't have to go do that. You just take out your phone, you just live stream it, and just like we're always here together, keep it always focused on you. It should not be a problem. It's in America, live streaming. They're those things live streaming. In America, very simple. Yeah, they not sure if live streaming. Here, you know, it's being live streamed. Fine. They could bring you back to the sugya of what this man over here is, Mitzvah Sugya of Yichud. The more it discusses when you have a person with Mekanis Ishtoi. So the Gemara says you give over two Talmidei Chachamim. The Derech, you give over three Talmidei Chachamim. Why? The Gemara says, Dafei Aleph, because maybe one of the Talmidei Chachamim will go to use the facilities, and you're left behind. Therefore, you have to make sure you have three. Why? Because one goes away, you're left with two behind. Now, what are you afraid you can go do when he goes to use the facilities? The Gemara's Loshon Lefenenu is Lahashkin. It's Ketanim. Piskei Rid, the Rosh, the Ben Yeruchim, leaned down on Loshon Lahashtin. How long does it take, think about it, to go Lahashtin and come back? And that's the Sugya of Yichud. But that's what we're worried about. That, and the person has to be choshi that, again, if you think you might come back quicker, it's not Yichud anymore. You have to know how, I mean, he's going to a place, if he still sees you, not a problem. He has to go to a place, he doesn't see you. How long does that take already? Maisa, Rashi switches the gears by us. Rashi says in the cover. That's best in the last one on Saito. We are Zok and the Raiva, they switch the gears to Gdoilim, not Kitana. Could be, maybe, I'm not sure, that's the Raiva to what exactly what the Zman of Yichud is. That's maybe what Rashi switched it for. One last point we see over here, the gate to the Zman Shabai, that even though we're saying the Sugya of Yichud, someone's alone, the Zman is each one on his own Shita, but let's say you're alone in a forest, in a big area in the street. We see clearly from the Sugya, alone does not mean you're locked up inside a room. Alone is clearly, even in an open area, in a forest, but there's no one around, nichol Sugya of Yichud. You can be in certain areas, in an oak, but it's 2 in the morning, in the street, baya. You're dead in the flatbush, you have a baya over here. If it's, no one's around. If so, what is this man over here speaks out the Svarim? It's out of Sugya of Yichud. What is this man? So, first, they do bring down the answer to the this question. One sefer brings down, he said 15 minutes. Another sefer brings down, he said 10 minutes. Another sefer brings down, he said 5 minutes. That person said the get over here is 3 minutes. Who are the pashas is, there is no clear Zman. So, Shani says the get over here is when a person is being magrish, he's alone. That means it could be you'll be outside in Hanov at 1 in the morning and you'll never see someone for a half hour, but you don't have that gush of being alone because it's been a Zman. It could be people pop in any second. A gam, you don't know when that happens and when it doesn't happen. And then sometimes a character, you have a gosher being alone, and someone might come more sooner. The gedu is, when you have a gosher that you're being marguish that you're alone, that's Issur V'Yichud. Because once you're alone, people start doing things. People, when they feel alone, they take out their phone, they do whatever they want. That's the gedu. Everyone understands what that means. That gedu, you think you're alone, that's Nechal Issur V'Yichud. So finally, it comes out in the gate to this sugya. We come out, what's the Zman over here? The Zman is, first of all, machlokes among the Sfarim. Is it like a Moshe? It's the Zman of Bia with undressing, with the Zman Pitoy? Is it Vaker, the second, is it 1 second? Or is it the Zman of Bia itself? That's one Shiloh. Biggest Sfarim seem to go in between. 5 minutes. And number two, the Issa Shiboy Nisad Bir Shiboy Nam Nisad Sugil of Chibuk Fenishuk. Next, on what person is there an Issa Yichud? That means the Mechaber starts off, Oslas Yachim, Me'erva, Me'erayis, Bein Zekino, Bein Yoldo, whether they're old or young, except for three cases, except for your mother, except for a daughter, except for your wife. Those people are Maisa Mutter. So, first, negate to your mother, why the Maisa is a mother Mutter for? Shirashi by also by Alpha and Bayes brings down Mitzad Anshik Neshag Dailo, the Gmos Nehetchen of Samach Dalit, took away the title for your mother, therefore the Maisa is Mutter. Everyone asks on Rashi, why are you saying that for? The Gemara in Kuf Gimel in Sanhedrin, Rashi over there brings down by the Malachim who were Shoyim, the by Menashe, by Amnon, it brings down over there that Menashe was Baal Achaisai, Amnon was Baal Al Imoi, and Amnon's mother asked him, Klum, Yesh Lucha Anoa Mimak B'Sheyit B'Menu, do you have any Anoa with Tashmish with me? Amnon answered back, no, I don't have any Anoa, I don't have Hachas connected by Oilam. That means already, the Malachim, by Amnon Menashe, there was no Taif anymore, before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. It seems to be in the Brio, in the Metzias over here. So they point out, Lechura, that Kasha upon Rashi, what do you say Anshei Knesset took away the Taif HaShavoy? The Maisel, the Rashi says the sign Kedushin, the sign Sanhedrin. The Moshe says, Echanami, it's a Tois. Tois in Rashi. And they point, it's Tois in Rashi over here. Maisa, or the Chayin of the Bach brings it down that way, the Rishash brings Rashi down that way. It's really the Kasha how to answer this question. What's the Nafkamino? They point out a question. Let's say a person is a Ger or Gerus, and the parent is Megar with him or not with him. Is you an Issa Yichud with your mother? You can marry your mother. Is you an Issa Yichud? Is it Mitan Anshik Neskadar took away your Taivo? Or no, it's a Tevo Shabbai. So Moshe, if you said it's a teva, it's a matzias, it's in the bri over here. There's no taiva. No taiva, maisa, even though she's a giyaris, and you'll maisa want to be alone with your mother, the maisa it's mutter. No problem. This question to Yashiv, you'll be oimed at Shuvo, Rosh Tumah from Nevetzal, they want taiva, maisa, not a problem. No, even not growing up together. Again, we'll get to that story, you say growing up together, but Moshe, we'll get to that Be'ez Hashem. Even without that. Lemaisa, again, they point out, Rashi says, Anshik Nesek Doilo, again, all those won't bring down that Kirsa, they should bring down that Kirsa. Therefore, there is the same question to Betzel B'Chochma and the boss says, Lemaisa, it's also Yichud. You can marry your mother. You can marry your mother who's at the Notaib over there. I want to ask her, let's see Yichud Rabban. So the question is how to understand Rashi and take out the Sugyo, is it an interesting Nafkamina, is it Yichud with a person's mother, when the mother is a Ger, Yeris? Bekel is from Maisa Mekel. What's the Moshe among the Svar? It also discussed, it says over here, the Issa Yichud, Bein Zekeno, Bein Yoldo. Now what's the Yisod of Zekeno? Or Yoldo? By Zekeno, she's Karka Oilam. What about the Zaki? Lashon of Pashkim, let's say you cannot have Tashmi, she's tied up. It's not possible. What's the law in that case? Let's say, can any idea of Swiss? But the best of it is, Avi there doesn't work. But Moshe says, the whole idea is Abizrayu. You can't get there. Maisitz Mutter, there's no Issa Yichud. It's Liezer of Shtumach. The Bikin will go this way, not like Zayisranon. The Issa of Zakein is true. Zokin depends upon the Mitzvah Shabbat. So again, we're saying over here we have an exception of a mother, except maybe a lot of my Giyaris, but if I care, by children. Let's say you have a stepchild. You have an adopted child. What's the luck over there? Is it Issa Yichud or not? Is it like your own child or not? So among the Svarim, over 20 different Svarim, this title is Shuvah Balas, and about its ulcer, and it's Yitzchok, Shlomo Zalman, the Kloisenberger, of the Ashur, the Scheinberg, of Ozzen, others come up to him Achmer. Now, come up to Moshe, and he has a Yidurik and Shuvah, and everyone has to grapple with Israel. Again, the Gemara in Soito, Dachman Gimel, being down upon the Sugya, sounds like that there is no Asi Yichud. And the Havon of the Gemara, and Moshe explains, is that not Mitzad there's no Asi Yichud, Mitzad. When a person grows up, let's see a daughter that you adopt inside the house, the mother, a father, an adopted daughter, since they always are spending life together, if a father does something, eventually the mother will find out. Eventually the adopted daughter will tell the mother. And then he's afraid to do anything. It's like any shomer, lemaisa works. like, again, along with somebody else, together with you, a shemeres works, it's not any different than being a shemer. The wife itself is your own shemer, because the daughter always speaks to her. What? Yes, I answer from the Gemara. I said to you what the Gemara is, top of Gimel, on the bay is I answer. And they all have to, you have to understand the Pshat of the Gemara. Mask, I'm saying over how Moshe is saying over. So Moshe said, Mitzad Avon of the Sugyo, there's nich together that there's no, he has a natural built in Pachat. And then he says, Echnami. He said, Echnami, if the wife passed away, there's no heter of Yichud with your stepdaughter. That means people say you're Moshe over incorrectly. There's no Yichud over with the stepdaughter. There is a Yichud, but there's a Shmiro. They point out, let's say the mother's not around, she passed away. There's no heter of Yichud. Yichud is also a stepdaughter, unless the mother and daughter have this bond, they always talk to each other, which is a natural thing happening with children. Then there's no Issa Yichud, they're built in Shmiro. Fine, so these are the cases in Shulchan Aruch, you have mother and daughter. Are there other cases that are Lamaisa not put down in Shulchan Aruch? So the first case they point out, that even though it says Shulchan Aruch, mother, daughter, and wife, these three cases, what happened to Achleisai, your sister? That means we learn the Gemara, it's very clear, it's Machloikis. We have Asi Kamlon that says, Bakoi is mutter, Mashenkein Bekfias is also with your sister, not like your mother and daughter. Mashenkein Shmuel Kimlon to be Machmer, he brings down a Brisa, a mayor, that says, is our Bibi play BT. You have a mayor with Machmer with his daughter, Shmuel said to be Machmer. Machloikis Shmuel versus Asi, it is Issa Yichud with your sister. The Pasha says, you read the Rambam, he says, who is it mutter? He says, your mother, your daughter, and your wife, and that's it. Pash the Ram, Maisa, it's Osir with your sister. You read the Ben Yonah, say, Yira, he says, your sister is Osir. The Ben Yeruchim says, V'chein Nira Iker, that your sister, the Maisa, is Osir. The Stimus in the Torah sound like the Maisa is Osir. We have, again, we show them it sound like, or clearly, that said, the Maisa, your sister is Osir. Sada Sheni, you saw the Rosh. The Rosh brings down this Machlag Yishmol, verse of Asi. It says, even though could be Tinder Apon over here, let's be Machmer. But since of Asi is more God than Shmuel, passing like of Asi, but he ends off a Machmer Tov LeBrocho. Even the Mekel, the Rosh, says a Machmer Tov LeBrocho. We still have Shmuel over here. So the Maisa Mungu Shainim, Biker, the Peskei Rid, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Ran, the Peskei Yaz, and others, they pass him like the Rosh. The Loch of the Maisa with the Chesed of the Maisa's Motor. They still end off a Machmer Tov LeBrocho. That's the Rosh. Now, when you look at the Sugya over here, a bunch of people were asking, read the page, the Muhammad Ramal the Maisa Sosum Luchumro. They did not bring down this heter at all. And therefore, on the page of Shmuel Maisa's Machmer, the Dvaz, La Locha's Machmer, the Chidah, the Moshe, or Yosef, Maisa's Machmer, people were asking me, I never heard such a Chumro in my life. I never heard such a concept. Your sister's also, people do it all the time. So the Maisa Shu, the Minik Suli is not that way. The Mhoka is how the Yamshu Shalom passes in Kulo, the priest over here on the tour. The Mishlo Melech, the Chochmas Ogam, the Racha Shulchan, the Chometz Chaim Yitchei Yisrael, the Moshe, and the Swami now, Locha Maisa to be Mekel. Agam, again, you have to realize, not that simple, don't take it light, there's a Machmer Tov LeBrocho, that's only clear than Ogo. What?
Can't live together.
Oh, we'll get to that, right. That's only back row.
Oh,
we say Molo. No, no, no. Yeah, so Echami, you want to say the same thing. It cannot be, can't be, no, but there's a daughter. Daughter is.
Same idea,
but again, it would be the same halacha, only back Roy. Now, Maisa, the Vailacha says he is a Chazanish's question, the Chazanish said to Michael. Chodshani said, no, you misunderstood the story, there's no right for Chazanish to Maisa to Michael. She said, well, the Chazanish help. Maisa, we have a halacha back Roy, the Maisa's motor. Come here, Moshe Lushtos, I'm asking. Maisa, once we have this halacha, the minig is being mekel. And Achleisai, the Gemara is very clear that only for a short time is mutter, the kriyas is also. What is a short time, what is a long time? Again, the lashon of the Gemara is, again, a short time, and the way Rashi says over, leprokim. The way how the chalkas b'chalk on the page says over, arai. The way the Beishmul says over, l'sha'a. So we have l'sha'a, arai, and leprokim is mutter. What is that exactly? What's that number practically? So again, among the Svarim seem to be three different anhogas among the Svarim. Either how the Devalocha says, we come to the Sugyu Tzitzis, we come from the Sugyu Mezuzah, anything less than 30 days, not Nichol to get a Kfiyas all year. And therefore, until 30 days, Beseda, more than that, Nichol to get a Kfiyas. Tzitzli Yez goes this way, Chabkideski went this way, this Mahala from Levitzal, 30 days. Asad Hashani, the Chodshani points out, by Fakert, by Tzitzit says, Ad Shloshim Yoyim. By Mezuzah says, Ad Shloshim Yoyim. He did not say, Ad Shloshim Yoyim. Didn't say that. He said, Leprokim. Prokim is less. What could be? A week. 7 days. Rav Halbosham, he goes to get him 7 days. The Moshe, a third Malach, and those who go like him, well, they're being known for a buzzer this way. They want Tanya, there's no number being given for a reason. Because there is no number. It really depends on what a person is doing, how they're traveling, how far they're going, what place they're going to. For example, a person, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks, his lashon is, I'm visiting Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. You're visiting. Go to Lakewood for 1 day, I'm visiting Lakewood for 1 day. Go to Lakewood for 2 weeks, you're staying in Lakewood. Go to Eretz Yisrael for Elzman, I'm staying in Elzman, I'm being here for Elzman. So the way how you speak, the way how people associate the act that you're doing over here. So what time it really depends where a person's going. 2 weeks in Lakewood is Kriyas, because I'm staying in Lakewood. Don't say I'm visiting Lakewood for 2 weeks. That's the way how people associate it. Go to America, go to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks, that's called visiting. For Elzman, that's called staying. So what time of the get over here is what? The Prokim. How do people associate Prokim for? What is the getter? How do you relate to it? Which I do have a little bit of a hard time than Fakert. What happens when the parents leave? The kids are left behind in the house. It makes a difference if the parents go to Lakewood, the parents go to Eretz Yisrael. Why should it affect the children? I'm not sure how Moshe does it that way, the other way around. That advice is his malach. Again, among this form is a big mavucho. Then hope that seems to be between either 30 days or 7 days. Don't seem to go mamash with malach of Moshe. That's nichol of the gedda that we also look kuliyama by the case of Achoisli. Oh, so the Ashur says 1 day between is not enough to get him a break.
1 day is not
enough. Not enough. We need more than that. I have no why, yeah. Each one. Now, again, we're sitting over here. We have 3 cases: Shulchan Aruch, mother, sister, and wife. Sorry, mother, daughter, and wife. And we came along with Anan Achaisai. What else could we add on? Come on, the Pesach Shuvah. It brings down this far of Rome, the case of Abach. He says, not only your daughter, Bas Pitoy, your daughter's daughter. And because this one want to go this way, to make it even on your bas bitoy. What about bas benoy, your son's daughter? So the Pesach Shuvah goes on further and sends you to Noy Debi Yehuda. Does not say what the Noy Debi Yehuda says. The Noy Debi Yehuda might say he's machmer under your son's daughter. Why is that so? You have to learn the Simuch of Alas and Zayin. Why is that so? Maisas from do not are not machalik. They say once your granddaughter's mutter says it via locho and a liashiv and a vosner. And that's Gavriel, the Kamalom say, Allah Maisa, not to Mechalak in your granddaughters, on the Maisa Mutter. What about your great granddaughters? So also, you read the Bach, he said, Bas Bas Pitoy. The Bach is very clear. Even great granddaughters, Bortam is Chol Avram. If so, we have the going down, come and say daughter, and granddaughter, and great granddaughter. Whether from the son, from the daughter. What about going up? Your mother and your grandmother, the other way around. So again, of course, the same circle, again, the Simuch of Aleph, of Zayin. So it involves the same thing. Your mother's Mutter. And the minig call you soul, you go visit your grandmother, whether the father's around or not. Doesn't make a difference. The mice is no iser v'ikka of yichud. So it comes out that even though Shulchan Aruch says 3, we're saying a bunch more now. Saying the mother and up. Saying the daughter and downwards. Take a step further now. How far to take the yisoid of this heter by a chayisoy? That means over here, the chalkas mechoykik, he ends off and sends you to simuch of aleph siv zayin. If you go mamash to the sip beforehand in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that the discussing in case of an ant, now there are 2 ants a person can have. You can have a natural ant and one through marriage. That means the mother, my mother's sister is a natural ant. My mother's sister, my mother's brother's wife is through marriage. But I have my mother's sister and my father's sister is a natural ant. My father's brother's wife is through marriage. Let's take a natural ant, not through marriage. Is there an issa yichud with your aunt? Now you tell me, wait. We see over here, your mother, your sister, your daughter. Where in the world do we make on the case of an aunt? Why should that be? It's the Gemara, but the sugya of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Last year over there says, took away your taiva, in the case of your sister, and from the case of an aunt. And therefore, Simuch of Al-Siv Zayin says, Mechabek oy menashet echad maraisha im libo shel odom noikvo elayim. You have no taiva for these people. Kigoyin achaisai agdoila, your older sister, v'achais oviv ukiyotze behem. Your aunt, your natural aunt, There is no taiva for them. Before you halachot Shulchan Aruch, can you do chibik v'nishik with your aunt and your sister? Mechaba says you have no taiva. Mechaba passed away. You lost in the Rambam. Mechaba goes on further. However, to go do chibik v'nishik, he has a triple lashon over here. Is it or to do chibik v'nishik has them a good of a yaiser, dove iser or meiser tipshus? It's disgusting, forbidden, and stupid. And she triple lashon. But you have no time for them. Why they come from the Sugya and Shabbos, Avi Gimel, Ula, Kisses, and the Dadim, our Chok over there? You have a Chodesh Shabbai. That means to touch your sister in the Mice's motor. That's a Machaber. The year is saying that's what the Pesach is discussing. There's no time for them. The question is, as Yichud, why is it motor by your sister? No time. The Shukhanos is quitting your sister and your aunt. Is there an Issa Yichud with your natural aunt? There's no time. True Chibi Kodeshu, that's also. That's Mabash Abizrayu. Agam is only, there's no time for them. It's Nabizrayu. But is any Issa Yichud? Come on, Moshe, and they've been from Yashiv also. The one time there's no Issa Yichud. It's the same story, same sugya, same idea. Like a Choysai. No Issa Yichud, what? Like a Choysai. Only the Prokim, not the Kriyas. The Bignan of Ben Yerucham equates it to Agami, he's passed a local Meister, to Machman a Choysai. He said the same thing in Ben Yerucham. The Advas says the same thing also, but he's Machman a Choysai. So we have those who equate it to already a Rishon in the Radvaz. But then Machman Achaisai, Moshe says, what should we make on Achaisai? That's what we make on the case of your natural aunt. Atzal HaShani, Maiso, they point out, no one in Simcha Bein says it. Nobody. You have to come up to your Moshe, advising Shuvah and Rabbi Yerucham, besides that no one else says it. Having Leila Hoysai, more than Achaisai itself is not that simple to be make on. The Mechaba sounds like you Machman your own sister. The Beishmul Maiso says, Machman your sister. Chaisai says not the way. We have a Machman Tavla Bracha, no one brings it down. You want to come along to your Mekel on the case of your aunt? Two of Moshe's eyes in the Svara. Being your sister not that simple. And then they point out, maybe by your sister, you know, you have to live with her. Kein Chayenu. Therefore, we're Samech upon the Rosh Hashitim Ikadin's mutter. But your aunt, that's not the Derech, not the Mahalach. Therefore, why take on a cool over here? Go back to the Ikaloch and the Maisel be Machmer. Therefore, the Chayim V'Sholom, Ime Yosher, Atzei Rosim, Chodeshoni, Avosner, Dvalocho, Shem Kosim, Ikadishon, come along to your Machmer. A gamma, Moshe passes not that way. If you always did not pass this way, and then one same comes with Yashu not that way. Just be clear, Yashu two some say one way, another say another way. But the Maisa, the Israel Moshe, but if the some seem to disagree, take it now a step further, we're saying yes, your aunt. What about Kalosa, your daughter in law? Is it Issa Yichud with your daughter in law? What's a Shiloh? Kemlum the more Kedushin that pay Alpha and Beis, if Tarfin says, his heart would be playing Kalosi, protect me from my daughter in law. Chayisim stands, the Pashas in the Sugya, the Rosh says, someone saying Yizarti be, says Sugya means Chasidus. The Gemara goes on further, the Talmud laughed upon him, therefore the Talmud was nichshu upon the case of his mother-in-law. It's a locha of Yedullah like a Chayisai, the Mutter Leprokim. So again, there's a Mefurish Levush, and Evan Ezra Simcha Fein says the Maisa it's Mutter. Rishash in the Sugya says the Maisa it's Mutter. The Rav Tzav and Shuvah says the Maiseim Dorlo's Mutter. It's a massive heter because now times the question you're getting, you're with your wife and your parents come or your father's by you and you want to go to David. You left your father with your daughter in law. It happens all the time. You just know there are those who pass the Maiseim's Mutter. The Maiseim that's not that long, clearly among the Svarim. The Yaflevev close to Lavush says it Pella Maiseim. You have Taiva. How could that be? Why is that so? Ezim Mekodesh Beis Moshe Yoishah. They come along to a disagree. They point out the Kalosa Vad is an Isser. Even Moshe himself says it as Osir. This is Liazal Biashiv, Avosir. The Ila Maisa, what's Pshat of Tarfin? Tarfin says, keep me away from my daughter in law just in case. Says on Moshe, and says the Ezim Kodesh before and already on the page. It's the case where there was a Heti Yichud, it's a Baila Be'er, Ukadaimo. When there's a Heti, still make sure I'm not Miyachid. That means you can be alone with the daughter in law. The husband goes to Davin. In that case, the Machmet Tel Abracho, that's the Milo. What? Oh, without Liba Gaspo. Echelam Liba Gaspo, one other tetra. Or other heterim, Pezah Pesuach. He said, okay, it's a boy. In the beginning, hopefully, it's not Liba Gaspo in the beginning of marriage. After it usually comes into, in the beginning, you'll have this tetra. You'll have this Yisoid, Shabbat, not heterim. You have this Yisoid. Taking another step, what about your mother-in-law? Is there heterim Yichud with your mother-in-law? Also, it's very practical. So this pastor's parasha, the five Rishonim who are discussing, saying the same point. It says in the Rurim, one aura is Ish Av, a second aura is with a Chaisai, and third aura is the case with a with his sister, and the third one Yuchaisna with your mother-in-law. Three of a room. Firstly, we show them why of the Raisim you take Dafka these three. Says the Evan Ezra, says the Chazkuni, says the Mechal Shor, says the Torah and the Torah, and says the Barbanel. These five we're showing them. You know why? Because these five people, when you misyachid with them, people are not choshish. And therefore, you have to give them a special or not to leave them ice over here. These people, you're not choshish for them. You're not worried, because yichud sounds like is mutter with them. We have in the past week's parasha, in their room, the Rishonim sound like, okay, you can argue the point, but parasha sounds like that people are not choshish when you misyachid with them. And it sounds like why not choshish? Because yichud is ma'aseh mutter. And there is the Maisa of Beni Ruchim, black and white, at least the Gersel of Fenenu, someone changed the Gersel, that says with the mother of the Maisa, Yichud is Mutter. And the Rokachover and Shuvah the Maisa paskins this way. He paskins this way. Maisa, again, the Shvam seem to disagree. There's a Gemara Psochem, Davkov Yikimel, Yashvam Tzadaches points, and Balbasa wants to explain Pshat. The Gemara tells you, if I care, be very, very careful with the first son in law, either Mitzad Znos, Mitzad Money, she has a special relationship with them. And Rashbam says, La Dafka, first one, means all of them, the first one is more special. So we see Fagert is more of a taiva, more of a bayam, it's had a relationship one with another. And therefore, again, as Yafa Lev quotes the Rebbe Ruchim, says it's a pell over here. And again, the Moshe, Abiyashat, Sliyaz, the Pashkim do not go this way. They seem to clearly disagree. There is no heter, negate Yichon, negate the Sugar Vachoyosai. So again, this one comes down, it's had this aspect over here, again, to what Kravim is causing in Sephalov and also come down to Sephays, is that the three things that are clear. Your mother, your daughter, and your wife, Maisa, that's certainly mutter. A second case, Achoisoi, Tzimavucho, Dan Hokusi, and Michael, only a case of Prokin. The third case over here, of going up and down from mother and daughter, grandparents, granddaughters, and Kudaiva, Be'ikah, the Svam, and Maisa, are Michael. Other Kroivim, Be'ikah, the Svam, and Maisa, Chalosoi, Chamoisha, and Maisa, and Machmer. The case of your aunt, there is a Moshe, wants to be Michael, Be'ikah, the Svam, one be Machmer. Bereshit on Wednesday, we mamshich from the Sif Gimel onwards. Slofo.